out there, thank you very much for taking the time to participate in this update today. It's the middle of the week of what will be a very important week as we progress through the COVID-19 crisis that we're in. We have all the important players on the line waiting, so we'll start right off the bat with the Frontline Health Unit.
Thank you, Mayor Perry. This is Chantal Riotel from the Porcupine Health Unit. I'm the Chief Nursing Officer. Today I'm reporting no new positive cases in the Porcupine Health Unit area in the last 24 hours. Although this does sound encouraging, I must reinforce that we do need to continue with our preventative measures. Having one day without a positive case does not mean that things are getting better necessarily. It is a step in the right direction, but we do need to continue working together to ensure that we stop the spread of COVID-19. In total, we have completed 506 tests. As you're aware, 31 of those are positive, 372 are negative, 103 are pending, 11 of our positive cases have been resolved, and 2 are deceased. Our information line continues to be open from 8:30 to 7:30, Monday to Friday, and on the weekends. We are looking at, even though the Porcupine Health Unit offices are closed on Friday and Monday due to the Easter weekend, we will be providing telephone access on these days, and we will have staff working to receive any positive cases and to do the investigation that results from positive cases, as well as continue to monitor those who are part of positive cases. As we have assessment centers in Kapuskasing, Casing, Timmins, Cochrane, and Yorkville Falls. We do have a few of our communities in the region who have declared a state of emergency. And so we, First Moosonee, Constance Lake, Cochrane, Quarantine, and Timmins are all in a state of emergency. We do need to continue, as I mentioned, working together. As the long weekend is upon us, the beautiful weather is here as well. Maybe not so much today, however, it's a little gray today. But we are encouraging people to please work together and follow the preventative measures of staying home and only going out for essential errands, such as groceries, picking up prescriptions, or getting medical care. We are asking everybody to practice physical distancing when they are out and about running those essential errands. If you are going out outside, please do not go into a vehicle with other people other than your household members. If you are walking outside, please don't walk with others except those from your household. Please don't visit others in their home or allow other people to come into your home to visit so that we can help reduce that risk. Wash your hands often and wash them well. We do need everybody to follow these so that we can prevent further spread in communities. I believe that is all for me.
Okay, thank you, Chantel. From here, we'll go to the Timmins and District Hospital. Haley?
Good afternoon, everyone. So we don't have any additional updates, but I do want to encourage any member of the public. We are still responding to inquiries from the community. So if you do have any questions, please feel free to reach out to our general information line at 705-267-2131, or you can email us at generalinquiries@tadh.com. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Kaylee. Next, we'll see if there's an update from the DSAB.
Good afternoon. For emergency medical services, yesterday we had 33 calls with 20 in Timmins. 6 of the calls in Timmins failed screening. For homeless, we're up to 27 people residing at Northern College as of last night. Food security programs, the schedule is posted and there have been no changes for the weekend, so those in need of food can access the food as published, and they can go to the Cochrane DSAP website to see the schedule, www.cbssab.on.ca. plea for our seniors in our seniors' buildings, the Cochrane DSAP, is over this long weekend, please stay home and stay in your units. Do not visit your neighbors and do not allow visitors into the buildings. If you need something, call your tenant placement officer at 705-268-7722 and the usual extension number for your particular worker. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And that was Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAP. Next, I'll ask Steph Holman here, who's the city clerk, to give an update.
Thank you, Dave. Yes, Enforcement Services continues to respond to complaints that come into the community with respect to the provincial mandated regulations surrounding COVID. We are out and about in the community visiting many of the businesses that offer the essential services. We are trying to continue with the education portion and aspects of this emergency. We're trying to keep everyone safe. That is our primary goal. To date, we have still not issued any charges or fines related to the measures that the province has put in place. For the most part, businesses are trying the best to comply. Once again, we ask for the public's cooperation in all of this. If possible, if you can only send one person or designate one person per family unit to do the shopping. As you said, there are exceptions, single parents or parents of working families that don't have options for their children will have to bring their children with them. But we're requesting this to try and limit that exposure as much as possible. Again, we're out there. We are responding to a lot of inquiries. So if you have questions related to COVID, please go ahead. We're happy to help and answer any of your questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Steph. Another message from the city. We've been receiving a lot of questions about the landfill hours at the Deloro landfill. We remain on the winter hours, which is Monday to Saturday and closed on Sunday. So Monday to Saturday, 8 to 3:45. Of course, on Good Friday, we will be closed. Also for curbside pickup and of waste and recycling. If you are a Friday pickup, you will be picked up on Monday. You can find all that information on the City of Timmins website, timmins.ca. In terms of questions from the media, one had come in from Maya, and I think Chantel has perhaps answered it already, but I'll go through the question, and the question is, while no new cases are being reported today, the question for the health unit is, are enough people being tested in the region and are tests available in the region? Are there enough tests in sufficient testing? So Chantel, if you can respond.
Sure. So when we are looking at our testing rates across the Port Bryant Health Unit region, we are testing at a rate comparable to the province and to actually Canada. We are testing about the same or more than the province or Canada. Testing is available throughout our district. Some are happening through assessment centers and other are happening with the support of EMS, so our paramedics are assisting in some of our communities. So we do have the capacity for testing. We are following the ministry guidelines that are set out for us for testing, as are other health units across the province. Each area, it's difficult to compare the Port Bryant Health Unit to Thunder Bay to Sudbury. We are all different communities. Even within the Port Bryant Health Unit area, our communities are very distinct and very different. So we are testing in response to our community needs and in response to our community demographics, all the while following those ministry guidelines. It's important whether we are testing or not. Everyone needs to assume that COVID is circulating in their area, and if they are not feeling well, they need to self-isolate for 14 days. They can go online and complete the self-assessment tool that the province has created and has on their website. There is also a link from our website. And that assessment tool will provide further direction to the individual completing it. And the Porcupine Health Unit can also answer questions related to COVID.
All right, thanks, Chantel. Are there any other questions from the media this morning?
This is Annie Terrell from Rogers Sports and Media. I think this question would be directed more towards the mayor, so I'm not sure if I can go ahead and pass.
Sure, go ahead.
Just regarding spring cleaning, I know it's still a bit ways away, but is there a plan as to how that would go down? Because it would have, whoever is picking up the things that people would put on the curbside, you know, there is a chance that they could, you know, there is bacteria. So, how is there a plan in place for this year's spring cleaning to deal with the, you know, to accommodate the COVID-19 situation?
Yeah, that was an online issue today in relation to all of the charitable organizations up there. Obviously, don't give contaminated items away. We've got a little ways to go before spring cleaning, and we'll decide on the course of action that we take at that time. Understanding, of course, the priority and the importance of the questions that you ask. We don't want to recontaminate anybody, and we'll be presenting a plan on a go-forward basis.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, any other questions for Mayor Fury?
Every day I thank the first responders that are out there dealing with this in its face every single day and quite frankly putting their life in danger. We can't show our gratitude enough for these people. I also want to thank the members in the community that are participating fully in safe distancing, 6 meters apart, washing their hands, coughing into their sleeves. Thank you very much. Your continued participation will make us successful in fighting this virus. I want everybody out there, when you go to the grocery store and somebody's doing their job, they're wiping the cart, packing it. They're doing the kind of stuff that's going to keep everybody clean and safe. Please say thank you. I said yesterday it's important to have community partners and that are stepping up the game. We've got another one today. Newmont Corporation has announced in a press release this morning that they're donating $100,000 to the Kokanishi Social Service Administration Board, who is working with the Timmins Emergency Management Group, and $50,000 to the community of Chapeau. These types of efforts and these types of donations go a long way to ensure that we will beat this. This is, as I said, a very, very important week. For us, it's a very important weekend. It will be a tough weekend for most families. It's tough not to get together on Easter. It's tough not to have those social gatherings. But we must do this. We must do this in Timmins. And as I said at the close of yesterday's press conference, in Timmins, our mantra has to be, when the going gets tough, get going. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you to the media for participating.